Very excited to join with the distinguished Minnesotans gathered with me today to announce the competition for the college football playoff national championship game, which we hope will be held at the new stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota in the year 2020. We have a very distinguished host committee, and I want to particularly thank Scott Hausch and Chris Polosinski for their willingness to undertake the major work that's involved here in sponsoring this event. As you know, we've been very successful so far, knock on wood, with both the Super Bowl and the Final Four. This is right up there with these major events. It's a chance to showcase the stadium, showcase Minneapolis, showcase Minnesota at a time of year in early January when we're typically overlooked by a lot of folks. And it's just first game had sensational ratings and reviews, and after the next number of years, I think there'll be even that much greater national interest, and it'll be compounded here in Minnesota when Coach Kill's team is in the championship game. So you got a little 2020, yeah. But as you know, we bid for these super sensational events because they provide jobs, because they bring people from all over the country, in fact, all over the world, to Minnesota to tout the stadium and tout the virtues of living in Minneapolis, even in January. And it brings national attention and acclaim to what a fantastic environment we have here. So I'm very optimistic that we can make a competitive bid. I thank those here and the other co-chairs who couldn't be here today for their willingness to provide the leadership necessary to achieve this. And it's just another really exciting opportunity for Minnesota. So with that, let me introduce one of the two chairs, Scott Hausch.
Thank you, Governor Dayton. It's indeed an honor to be involved with this effort. I know that both Chris and I are excited about the opportunity to bring the championship game to Minnesota in 2020. We have a rich tradition of hosting events of this type. As the governor mentioned, we are successful in hosting the Super Bowl game for 2018 and also the Final Four for 2019. As a co-chair, I wanted to thank our predecessors who've been helpful in educating me a little bit about this process and what I could expect in this role. I'd like to specifically thank Richard Davis of U.S. Bank and Doug Baker from Ecolab for their help and time, and also David Mortensen from Mortensen Construction and Mary Brainerd from Health Partners. They are our predecessors in helping bring those games to the Twin Cities. For some of you, college football playoff may not be a familiar term. It's a fairly new entity that was created to really restructure the national championship process. And this year will be the second year where we have two semifinal games that lead to a playoff. And the national champion is really determined through a playoff system. As the governor mentioned, the first go-round, which was held this year in Arlington, was incredibly successful. We expect that by 2020, the national championship football game in the weekend prior will be as big as the Final Four. We think that Minneapolis has a great opportunity to win this bid, and there's some reasons for that. The first is we have world-class facilities. Many of you have probably seen the flyovers of the new stadium, and you agree that architecturally it's really impressive. I think you're going to be even more impressed when you see what's inside the stadium. The great seats and suites that are close to the action, the common areas that bring people together, and create camaraderie in a 65,000-seat facility. It'll be second to none, and it'll be the envy of any football facility in North America. We also have great venues both in Minneapolis and St. Paul and in Bloomington to address all the other activities that will be happening the weekend before the game. There will be a number of concerts. There'll be educational sessions that will be held to support teaching in our communities. There'll be parties. There'll be just a lot of fun stuff going on, and we have a connected and coordinated Twin Cities to address that. Another reason why I think we can be successful is that we have an interconnected transportation system that helps us get around and to make being in Minneapolis, St. Paul easy. Those of you coming from out of state, we have a Tier 1 airport. Direct flights to Minneapolis are quite common. When you get to the airport, you can jump on the train, you can go to the Mall of America, you can go to downtown Minneapolis, and if you want, you can then go over to St. Paul, all on the train. You don't have to rent a car if you don't want to. If you want to, that's just fine. But it's a very interconnected community that we've developed here. We also love winter, and we hope that you will love winter and will come to appreciate all the fun things that you can do in the wintertime. But for those of you that want to leave your coats at home, that's possible. We have 8 miles of skyways, of which most of our hotels are connected. So you can leave your hotel room, go to a restaurant or a bar or something of that nature, and then move on to the stadium without even having to have your coat on. That's kind of cool. Another reason why we're going to be successful is we've got great partners. And I want to just recognize a couple today. I want to thank the Vikings for all that they've done to help put our team together. Kevin Warren has been instrumental in bringing two of our co-chairs to our effort. Randall McDaniel, a former All-Pro football player, who couldn't be with us today because he's actually an elementary school teacher now. So he really lives the aspirations that College Football Playoff has for its student-athletes. And Erica Binger, who also was a triathlete in a previous life, is a member of the McKnight Foundation. She's traveling today and couldn't be with us, but both of them will be involved as we move forward. And then Andrew Parrish from the university gets my MVP, because I said to him when I first got involved, I said, we got to have Coach Kill for this thing. We just got to have Coach Kill. He goes, I'm working on it. He got Coach Kill. And we're so excited about that. I, too, am going to encourage him to look to 2020 for a national championship. But in his typical style, it's one day at a time. It's one week at a time. Let's win a division championship. Let's win the Big Ten. But why not? Why couldn't we win the national championship? I think we could. Just a final word is that we think that this is going to be a great event because we have familiarity with hosting these types of events. We have a great corporate community that will help support it and help underwrite it. And I think it'll be the trifecta that we all appreciate. Super Bowl, Final Four, college championship game. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Chris. He has a few comments about the economic opportunity that this game presents.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, Governor. As you just heard, this is an exciting time to be in Minnesota. We're indeed, as the Governor said, on the map and in large part using our facilities to highlight our great state. Hosting the College Football Playoff will have a significant positive impact on our region, from employing a full-time staff to filling our restaurants, shops, and hotels at a time of year where we normally see a lull in tourism. Now, it is really notoriously tough to estimate the economic impact of an event like this on a community. But I can tell you it will be positive in a meaningful way with many millions of dollars of benefit. For example, for the first college football playoff game held recently in Dallas, it was a major success. The economic impact was estimated by the Dallas community to be more than $300 million. We also know that the new Minnesota Stadium has already become an economic engine for our state, spurring more than $800 million of development around the stadium. Hotels, office space, and new residential buildings are being built as we speak. Let's also remember that hosting premier athletic events like the All-Star Game, the Senior Games, the Ryder Cup, the Super Bowl, the Final Four, and hopefully the College Football Playoffs gives us an opportunity to highlight our region's stellar infrastructure, world-class venues, exceptional people in front of a national and international stage. In short, this is just a terrific opportunity for the state and our region. Now, we've recently had a series of successful bids, as you heard from the governor and from Scott, and I briefly highlighted. And that's for a lot of reasons, but in fair part, it's because of a terrific partnership we've got in the community, a public-private partnership. We've got state support in a variety of ways, including infrastructure. We've got the university here in full force. We've got the Vikings supporting this. We've got the Minnesota business community, which hosts 19 Fortune 500 companies, far disproportionate for a community our size. And the business community is very engaged in our past bids and will be engaged in this bid. Because back to that national and international stage, this is a tremendous opportunity to highlight what our great state has going for it to our next generation of leaders. So you can expect broad support from this public-private partnership as we make our bid. With that, let me turn this over to someone who really knows a lot about college football, our honorary co-chair, University of Minnesota football coach, Coach Jerry Kill.
Well, I think everybody did a good job. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say. I mean, that kind of the assistant coach has got after it pretty good. But it's a privilege to be here today and, you know, be on the committee. And I appreciate it very much. I was thinking about what to say from a college football standpoint. And I would tell you we've, you know, certainly had a drastic move in college football, going to the playoff system and crowning a national championship. And from a person that coached in 1AA and crowned a true national championship, it's great that we're doing it in Division I football. And it drew so much interest. It made college football very competitive. And as you've seen from the national championship game a year ago, what a game it was. Big Ten team won it. That's a good thing, even though it was Ohio State. We, you know, we'll cut them some slack there a little bit. But it was a great game, great interest. And if you watch the NFL in college football and you watch TV, it just keeps going. I mean, those two games – the NFL and college football right now are the most visible games. I mean, it is what it is. And there's many viewers. The national championship game, I believe, was 35 million people watched on cable, and it was the biggest watched event in the history of cable TV. So people care about it. It's a great sport. It does a lot for a lot of people, but it rallies a lot of people. And I look at our state. I have a little different perspective. I came here 4 years ago, and I didn't know all the things that the Twin Cities had to offer. And it's unbelievable, by living here, the things that you can do and the places you can go. And there's not a better place there is to have an event like this. There is no doubt in my mind. I know how passionate the people here in the state are about the game of football, how passionate they are about the Vikings and the Gophers. And what a better stage to have the national championship game here, right here in our own state. And I know it would be a tremendous impact. And, you know, as people know me, I kind of tell it like it is. I'm a little bit opinionated. But I don't know if there's a better place in our country to have an event like this. And we must be pretty good at it, because I went to Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Okay, we're having the Final Four here, and then we're having the Super Bowl here. So why not have the Division I National Championship here and play for it all? So I think with that, I'm just excited to be a part of it, and I'm excited about the blessings that I've had to coach the game of football and coach here at the University of Minnesota. But I would tell you, there's nothing like, you know, being a part of something that crowns a champion, a true champion. So thank you very much.
A part of the overall bid that we'll be submitting, we need to identify availability of 10,000 hotel rooms in the immediate area. Also, to complement what's going to be happening at the stadium, we are identifying space for the Playoff Fan Central, which is the interactive fan event, which will be taking place at the Minneapolis Convention Center. They also have specific requirements for another event, underscoring the college football playoffs' commitment to education, the Extra Yard for Teachers event, which is a day-long event focusing on teachers in the local community and providing support and assistance to them to continue the great work that they do. In addition to that, we need to identify a venue for two concerts to happen on the Saturday and Sunday prior to championship game on Monday. And for that, we're working with the Target Center to identify that as a venue for those two concerts. And in addition, they also have other events such as the Taste of the Championship, which is a very similar event, very akin to Taste of the NFL, which started here in Minneapolis back in 1992 with Super Bowl 26, as well as the Night of Champions, which is another evening event, one of the parties that Chris had mentioned that will also be going on during this event. So although the game is certainly the centerpiece of what will be happening, there's an entire weekend of activity that we're committed to identifying options for and putting forth those options to the selection committee.